hacerlo.
Well, it's one thing. I never thought that'd be a kind of sweetheart. Is
gotcha.
Can you hear what I say?
Yes.
Cool. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Who's your friend?
He's phoned after, so he's not coming.
Oh, poor old chap. Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, crowd of people today, I tell you. Cool.
Have to send a message to him.
Yeah, tell him to keep his pecker up. Tell him we're doing overall around by keeping an eye on him. Tell him what can help.
Cool, thank you.
Cool, dear, dear. I'll clear the rest this morning. Cool, dear.
Can't you speak? I'll give you a talk.
I've been here for 4 months.
What's your name, Brett?
But if anyone had told me about this, I'd never believe you, of course, when I was on your side. But it's all very interesting. My name's Wag.
Wag?
Yeah, well, really, my name's Wagstaff, but I was always known as Wag.
Oh, yeah.
All my friends just call me Wag. Yeah, go back a bit. Cool, yeah, idea.
You've been here before, have you, isn't
it? I've been here, yeah, many a time, but I've not really had much chance to have a word or nothing, you know.
Well, can you tell us about yourself?
Hey?
So tell us about yourself.
Cool, with a packet.
Yeah. What you're doing, do that whole thing?
What am I doing? Sort of get myself sort of reorganised, I suppose you could put it like that.
Mm.
Change my views a good bit. Of course not that much, really. I was never strong-minded in that way. I had an open mind. I didn't blame people if they wanted to do that or whatever it was, get on with it.
Yeah.
I was in fear of no one else. I was always, sort of easygoing me. I never went to church. Nothing like that, except when I was a little more quiet nipper. I got all that out of my system. But I never had it in it, I suppose.
Yeah.
What always ran me ups and me downs. I lived with my sister for about 40 odd years. I never got married, neither did she.
Yeah.
I used to have a stall.
Stall?
Way back, cool, yeah, many years ago now, down Pennicott Lane.
Oh, yeah.
That's going back, cool, must be 40-odd years or more now.
Yeah.
I came through the first war, as you call it.
Yeah.
You know, 49, and I started up again, but I got badly gassed, and that had a bad effect on me, and well, I came here in 1928, that was. Mm-hmm. Must be 28, yeah, 28. You know, I'd had proper basketball one way or another.
Yeah.
Still, I didn't mind. I was easy going. I enjoyed my life. I think the war put me off a lot of things like religion and all that. I lost faith. Not that I ever had much stuff, but you know.
Yeah.
You know, my sister, she was a real one for church going and all that. We had a few arguments. She used to go to Congregationists. Don't know why she particularly went there. I think she enjoyed the singing and the social side of it.
Yeah.
She was a good sister. I think she used to look after me and keep the place nice. Since the old lady passed over, my father died when I was very young. Well, we were quite happy. Because you wouldn't know Britain Street, would you?
Britain Street?
Britain.
No. No, I don't.
That's been about a few years now.
No.
Things have bombed during the war, a lot of changes, up the cut, all that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to sell all sorts of odds and ends. Used to go to the whole junk, buy it up, you know, and then sell it, make a bit of a profit. Oh, I left a few quid lying around one way or another. I never had no bank account. But my sister, she, I suppose she got through all that.
What?
You know, bricks in the tomb.
Yes, yes.
We lived there for a time. Actually, I was really born over that way.
That's changed a lot.
I'm telling you, everywhere's changed. London's changed beyond recognition.
Yeah.
Very different to what I remember.
What did you...
What a mess the place is, isn't it? Yeah. Well, you know what?
What did you see when you finally passed there? I mean, did you... Were you...
Well, I mean, did you...
I mean, you didn't
just,
think about
religion. Nah, I was in hospital. I don't know how long. A couple of weeks, maybe. Perhaps longer, I don't know. Just couldn't get me breath, it was just gas in business, my chest, you see, congestion and all that love, you know. And my sister came and I remember her sitting there beside me, but I couldn't say nothing. I was sort of half there and half somewhere else. It's funny that I remember seeing her walking down the cemetery path one day. I was standing right beside her, walking beside her. She went to mother's grave. And day mate's grave, you know, and I was buried there too, then, you see.
Yeah.
And it was me trotting down the path, you know, beside her. She got some daisies or something. She got somewhere out of shop. But, you know, she was a bit religious in her way. She said a few prayers and all this, and it tidied up the grave, and, you know, she's all right. She's a good soul. And she's over here now.
Yeah.
I see her sometimes. Okay. We're not together, though. She got this absolute idea about religion. I mean, I had a effect on her, you know. Mm-hmm. I expect one day we'll come up together again, but I don't think we're alone. The old lady I've seen quite a few times with my father, but I'm not with them actually. I'm in a different sort of place. Well, it's my own fault, I suppose it is. I don't know. I'm quite happy where I am, so why should I?
What sort of place are you in?
Oh, I've got a nice little country, a nice little place. I always, you know, when I was on your side, I always wanted to live in the country. Because my sister, she was a real lad, and she didn't want to move out to home. So we've got a nice little place, one bed, and she was house proud. And well, that was another thing that used to set us off sometimes. She couldn't cook, you know, dear. She didn't like a speck of dust anywhere. Well, that's all right, as far as it goes. Oh, well, you shift a chair, shift anything, an ornament, whatever it was. She'd been on edge, and oh, she's worse than my mother, she was bad enough. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's not, you know, what was I talking about?
You were talking about her on the other side?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've got a nice little place, a little cottage place. I share with a friend of mine, he and I were buddies, you know, we used to go around and have a drink and all that. And sometimes he'd help me with my job. And I used to go out with an awesome cart, you know, and used to collect stuff from people's houses, and have checking out and give them a few bob for it. Used to take it down the cut and down the market and get rid of it, you know, make a bit on it. Sometimes I got hold of a consignment of new stuff, you know, that, well, I say it would have been listed or not, but anyway, I used to flog it, you know.
Ben?
And, oh, we had a good time. But anyway, I always got on well with him. We were much the same cup of tea, like he's out of the pod. In fact, often we were staying for brothers, and sometimes people didn't know. Now we were sitting in the pub having a drink, and we were very much alike, strangely enough. No relation, of course, to all just friends, but there was a similarity. But I think, don't give my sister, probably packed in the good living, and we got on well. We did, you know.
Yeah.
Well, she was real hard in her own way. She was well meaning, but she used to drive you around the bend. She wouldn't touch a drop, you know. You could never take any booze back. You could never take anyone back. You couldn't use the parlour. You know, it was murder living with her, but she was my sister, and she depended on me more or less. She used to take, she was really clever with her needles. She used to do a bit of sewing, and she was quite good at that. She worked wasting next week. She didn't work in a way, but she went out to work. She used to have to just go to the place and fetch it, take it home, and then do it, take it back, get a few bob. Well, I didn't mind. I didn't want her to go out to work. We could manage. But she was a miserable bitch, really. I didn't want to live with her over here. So it worked out all right. So out with my friend Sam.
Yeah.
Cooks, and that's another thing. He's a bit of a case. He and I thought much alike. No time for religion. Wow, I suppose I shouldn't be like that, because I well meaning a lot of these people, but my sister put me off it too, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my mother was, well, it's way back in the family. It's, anyway, my sister's building was really, she used to go down. Of course, that grave, by the way, is in a proper mess now. You know, can't see it for weeds, and can't see it for grass. They don't bother these days, you know. They don't blame them. Not much point to it. When you're dead, you're dead, I used to say, because that's not true, because I find them very much more alive. But, I wouldn't come back to your side, not for nothing. I was telling you about my sister. She used to go regular every Sunday. She used to go to church in the evening. Sunday, she'd visit the cemetery. We'd get a lot of lunch. That was another thing, you know, she used to cook this here beyond midday dinner, we called it, you know.
Yeah.
People call it lunch, don't they? But, oh, blimey, if I was in late, she got it in the oven, she was in a proper state about that. Oh, that was another thing. Used to, sometimes I'd get back late from the pub, and used to have a set to do that. But she'd always be haughty. She never sort of Well, I don't know if she's the case. I couldn't have been with her. I mean, I ate her more or less on earth, I suppose, in a way, being my sister's supporter, but I'm not with her here. I mean, I couldn't stand that long.
She believes much the same as used to do on the earth, but
it's going to be a great resurrection day, and then she should go back to the earth, and her body's going to come out of the grave, and she's going to get all her flesh back on it. Don't know where she's going to get it from. Where she'll get her specs and all. But anyway, she'll probably be able to see without them if she ever gets back there. She's got all these old-fashioned ideas. She lives in the community of people, and they're very religious, and I've been there a few odd times. She's tried to persuade me, but I just don't go for that, you know. But she lives in that way, and she thinks in that way, and that's the way she is.
Quite.
She don't seem to want anything else. She's quite happy, and well, quite frankly, she's a good soul. I mean, I never thought otherwise. I mean, we used to have ups and downs, and she used to ram religion down my throat and try to get me to go with her, but I wouldn't advise that one. That she never was very happy about my friendship with my mate either. She always thought he was a bit too fond of drink. Well, he never got real mad drunk only at Christmas and perhaps back holidays. But he was all right. Then we used to have a pioneer trip way back when, you know. I told you about the horse and cart.
Yeah.
But we also had an old trap that we bought second hand, which was kept in this old place that we used to, you know, put the horse in and that, in the back seat there, and we sometimes would go out into the country, because I'm talking about some years ago when you could get out of the country a bit, you know.
Yeah.
And the motor car was, well, it was on the road and all that, but, well, we used to get out and about, and we used to enjoy ourselves. We used to go out and have a little booze up in a nice old country pub and some bread and cheese and that, and we were happy. She could never see anything to that, you know.
That was quite so.
Different, you know.
Can I go back to, you know, you said you helped a dog that was killed.
Oh, yeah.
The dog you've got.
Yeah, that's right.
Now then, what was it, when that dog was killed, what was that to be a cleric counterpart of that dog? Did it sort of look bewildered, wonder what was happening to itself, or what?
What do you mean by the cleric?
Well, the spirit of the dog.
Oh, yeah. Well, the animal himself, yeah. The real dog.
Yeah.
I mean, you see, this is it. That's just what I learned. The body's nothing in a sense, it's only the shell.
Yep.
It's only the outer covering which you sort of express yourself. It's necessary in your world from a material point of view, you have to have it.
Yeah.
But the real self, the real spirit, the real person, the everything you might say that really is you know, you, which goes on and on, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the same with the animal. The dog just sort of, after it had been knocked down and killed, like, it just sort of stood around there like animals can't do, like people do, as a matter of fact, when things happen like that, bewildered like, so.
Yeah.
So, and I'm very fond of animals, and I just coaxed it away, brought it, and it's now with me. But,
oh, I see, yeah.
You know, and a lot of animals, you know, these are poor little animals, they do these terrible things to. There's loads of souls on this side who go there to try and help and comfort when the poor little things have ceased to exist materially. They're taken away from there, and you see, this is another thing that the animals have such faith, they're so simple and in their way and trusted, and then they get these things happen, and it affects them in a way, I mean, not only physically, but in a sort of mental sense. And we have quite a problem sometimes with some of the animals, they lose their faith and trust, you see.
Yeah.
We have to restore that. Yeah. It's like double work. Those places, if only people could realize what those vivisection places are like, it's as if they're in a terrible, terrible, terrible fog. The depression and the atmosphere around those places is something appalling. And I'll tell you one thing, mate, quite apart from the doctors and all the rest of it who do the experimenting, the people who work there will never, never be materially happy or successful. There'll always be trouble and disaster following this wake. They never know real happiness.
Well, of course not.
Because they're drawing all the wrong conditions and they're attracting the wrong conditions and people.
But they're helping in it, aren't they?
Yeah, well, then take it from me that no one should have anything to do with those spaces.
No, because I agree.
The experiments and the terrible things that they do, the unnecessary things that they do, there's no good could ever come of that. If anyone can be cruel to animals, they can do almost anything. Anyway, I don't want to dwell on it because it's depressing.
No, it's very interesting to what you said there.
You've got to learn to live with nature. If you live naturally and live to nature or with nature, and you follow that nature's plan, you can't go far wrong. And you must do unto others as you would be done by, and that includes the poor dumb creatures. In fact, they need your help and assistance and kindness. And if you send out love everywhere, you can't go far wrong. It'll come back to you a thousandfold. Those you do good deeds, what you want good deeds to come back to you. I mean, not that you expect, but, you know, in return, but people don't know what to make of people. Conditions around your world are terrible. I mean, I come here like I'm attracted in a kind of way, because I know that you're trying to do some good work, and you've got some good people, and you're kind and considerate and you're helpful, and you're trying to find out truth, give truth to others, and encourage them and uplift them and all that. It's a joy to come here, but I'm other places, whoa, not me. I mean, some of these churches and places are terrible. The atmosphere is appalling, you know.
People don't realise it,
you know. I mean, they all look nice on the surface and all the rest of it. Some of them are very beautiful, lovely things inside. But a lot of them are really empty. There's no real spirit there. There's no real understanding. There's no tolerance even sometimes. You know, they're so narrow-minded and so bogged down with superstition and God knows what else. They don't realise that the truth is found not inside but outside.
Quite right.
You know, perhaps I shouldn't say this, because my sister would like it. She still clings to it all, but I can't see it's any benefit to her. She's happy in her way, it's true, but it all seems as if to me, as if she's made no step forward nowhere.
She's bogged down, isn't she?
Well, she is, and so all those people she links up with, congregates with, she's always trying to save me. I've told her many a time she'll never do that. I said, if you are an example of being saved, I said, I'm jolly glad I ain't. Anyway, I shouldn't say that, shouldn't I? She's happy. You see, people don't realise it. There are all sorts of different conditions, as you call it, or states of being, or whatever you like to put it, according to the individual. Some people would say, I'm not progressed. Perhaps I'm not progressed. I don't know. All I know is that at least I've got an open mind. I'm trying to find out. I'm searching. I'm happy. I've got good companionship, love and affection. In my mind is open to receive, and if I can't accept something or I don't understand something, I say so, and I don't necessarily turn it down exactly. I give it thought, you know.
Yeah.
But some of these people caught stuck in close. You can't get anywhere near them. It's like a closed shop. They don't want to know. They just think that they're going to be, in some cases, like my sister, she really believes that all those old bits of bone and all the rest of it all coming together, and the joints are going to be secured again, and she's going around as she was when on earth and clothed in glory on earth. Oh, dear, poor old thing. She wasn't much to look at then. Poor old sausage, she is. Anyway, I can't stay.
There's a rare
old crowd round here today, I tell you, my souls. They all come in love.
Yes,
few nosy ones, naturally, you're searching, but that's just as well. Get all sorts. Anyway, all the best, and remember me to your friend.
I will.
Give him the best wishes.
I will. Thank you very much for your good
wishes. Yeah, call me Wag.
Wag.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Wag. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Mickey Love.